From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome along to my mate, Border Toaster. Do you like the theme tune, Olivia?
I love it. It's great. Yeah.
There it is.
I like the Toaster remix version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to put a flat beat under that
at some
stage.
Yeah, you definitely need it.
Wow, wow.
That was the noise of Samantha Baines. Back
Hello.
Once again. How are you?
Back once again for the Amazon Master.
Very strong. Very strong indeed. We're all going
you
a little bit loopy.
You guys got some skills.
We've all had a bit too much caffeine. It's a bit later on in the day than
and
we normally record this.
It's only taken half an hour to find my Amazon password.
And I promise you, it's taken 12 minutes to get into Olivia Lee's Amazon account.
It's been a disaster.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put at the end of this episode, I'll just stick it uncut at the end of the episode and you can listen to three grown humans getting, and you can hear me when I'm not recording the podcast, quite a cross man, it turns out.
I am never going to listen to that because all of my husband's annoyances about me and technology will be confirmed.
Well,
I mean, everything is always running out of storage, passwords are getting lost, I'm just useless. I'm such a girl.
Battery was running out as well.
And the battery's running out, I'm not prepared.
Several
clearly.
Devices were used.
I've observed that, Samantha.
We all got very sweaty, didn't we?
On every device we've tried to get into, on Olivia's phone and her laptop, the battery's in the red. How do you live like that, Olivia?
Well, I actually have been working. I've had a mammoth writing session.
So we are joined today by the brilliant Olivia Lee.
Oh, well,
you are
thank you.
A comedian. What have you been working on? Let's get some context then.
I'm doing a live show. So I'm releasing an album in September and I'm doing a live version of it.
Are you kidding? Of music?
No, I'm not kidding. He's like, you live? No, not music. Right. I have done comedy meditation tracks. So I'm launching an album in September called Mindful Mum, How Not to Lose Your Total Fucking Shit.
Wow.
And that's with Universal Records and we're doing...
What if I'm
campaign.
A mindful dad and I'm losing my shit? Is it not for me?
There is going to be another one. That is the follow-up.
Okay.
What if nothing has come out of my vagina except penises?
Well, then I think you should listen to this to make sure that nothing comes out.
Okay.
It's horrendous. When have you had a penis come out of your vagina?
Well, it goes in and then out.
After it's gone in, right, okay.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Slipped out.
Olivia, thank you so much for finally, eventually letting us into your Amazon purchase history. We're going back in through the mists of time. We're going back to a past version of Olivia Lee.
I'm actually nervous, which is weird because I didn't think I would be. It's only Amazon and it's only Tom Price. I mean,
well, it's Samantha Baines you need to be nervous
that's
of.
Who I'm nervous of because you do look slightly scary.
I instill fear in everyone that comes close to me.
You don't have a resting bitch face, do you? Neither of you have got resting bitch face.
No, I think I'm quite smart. Women on buses always tell me their life histories.
Really?
Yeah, so I think I look quite
and men
approachable.
Avoid you.
And men take their penises out of me
and let them slip out of you.
Oh, God. All right, so the first order that we've got here.
Oh, God.
13th of September, 2007.
All right, I guess? Oh, no, 2007?
Yeah, this is how far back it goes, man. Oh, we're going back into your past, Olivia. If you thought we were just going to come here and talk about what you bought in March.
My first purchase was 12 years ago and it only feels like yesterday.
What was it on the 13th of September? Do you remember?
I think it would be something to do with my flat. Something
it is bought on the 11th of September, a very common day for people to buy things because they take a good hard look at their lives. And you bought I Can Make You Rich, a book and CD. This is the best thing, guys. This is the best thing, right? Book and CD by Paul McKenna, right? How much did you pay for it? How much did you pay for it?
More. The fact that I even paid for it is
7p.
No.
You are already clearly very money-minded, Olivia Lee, because you spent 0.07 on the used version of I Can Make You Rich.
But he's obviously not making any money off it.
I Can Make You Rich, Paul. Look into royalties, mate.
Yeah, give my book away.
Well, you can buy it new for £7.99 Kindle edition, but people are obviously reselling this book.
Yeah.
There's over 26 used that you can buy from 7p.
Are people still buying it? What are the the reviews?
Well, let's find out. Over to you, Samantha Baines, in the review corner. We should put a jingle in there, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And do I have to sit in an actual corner? Just get a bell. Just away from you.
Little bell. Okay.
Get a few bells, hang on. Yeah, ring a bell.
Well, Sandra says this is a great book. This book helped me to save £9,000 in 18 months. Never saved that amount of money before. Somehow it changes your attitude towards money.
Okay. Well, Olivia Lee.
Well, I don't remember
This is now, 12 years ago. Have you got lots of money?
It's
Has
been
it worked?
All right, actually. I mean, since that time, I've bought a house. Mm-hmm. And that's where all my money's gone.
Well, there you've got
and have no money left.
And you've had a chance.
But I think that's quite an achievement. 12 years on.
Yeah, at this stage
to buy a house.
You didn't have. Did you have a house or a baby or a man in your life?
I had a flat.
Just the flat.
Just a flat.
So what's Olivia Lee? Little flat. What's Olivia Lee doing in 2007? Buying this book. Why does she want to be rich? What's she up to in her life?
Not very much. If all she's focused on is money, I'd say that she's spiritually bereft.
Okay, well, not much has changed
there. And all her priorities are wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, that version of me, I mean, if I'm buying that, then I'm clearly a bit of an arsehole.
So
I'm going,
okay, you
just
said it. What's interesting about this, though, is that you've bought a book called I Can Make You Rich, and then in 2008, you've bought nothing on Amazon. So,
wow.
That's clearly a big tip. There's a big chapter in the book that says stop buying stuff on Amazon.
Yeah. It didn't work for Natalie Bryan. She's given it one star. And she just says, still poor.
Oh, really?
Here's a question for you. Would you read that book?
How to Make You Rich?
Yeah, do you need to read it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got time because I'm too busy dabbling in the stock markets and gambling
we're
on
here
horses.
Doing
yeah
this, making an absolute fortune on podcasts.
A podcast, we're going to do very well.
I'd give it a go for 7p.
Listen, if you want to buy it off me, I'll sell it to you for 5p.
Is it? Fine, okay.
That's what I learned
there
from
you
the
go
book. See?
That's what you learned from the book. All right, let's skip ahead to 2010.
Yeah, let's move on.
Right. She buys nothing in 08. She buys nothing in 09. And then what does she buy in July 2010? It's funny. It is funny.
Oh, no, don't. I'm really nervous. This, I feel incredibly
here we go
exposed.
This is incredible.
I mean, should we take this one together,
okay,
Sam? Or do you want to
no
read it? I don't mind if you
want
to read
it
together. Here we go.
What is it?
Why men love bitches.
From doormat to dream girl.
A woman's guide to holding her own in a relationship.
I'm cringing. I bought so many self-help books that year. That book was my Bible.
Who were you with at that time?
I loved that book. I highlighted bits in it. So that was how many years on?
This is 2010, so it's 9 years ago. So 3 years after you read.
3 years on. Okay, so I'd obviously gone and made a load of money and then got a bit lonely and wasn't having much luck with men and started buying all these books.
In your
that
Miss
book
Havisham
is genius
phrase.
That book basically is just teaches you just like yourself. Just have a little bit of self-worth, please.
Can I just say that you were talking about you've gone got a bit lonely. The other thing you bought.
Oh no, I don't want I didn't know you'd be going this far back, Tom Price.
Cordless phone.
That was for someone's wedding present.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And do you ever call them?
I don't think I've seen them since.
Oh, rubbish. Single handset. Even the handset is single, Olivia. What's going on here?
Oh, God.
The Bitches book, because I'm quite interested now.
Yeah, this is great.
I'm wondering if I should buy this. Samantha C. Ross gave it one star.
Book.
What did Samantha C. Ross say?
Oh, really?
A load of BS. Awful read. Had me shaking my head in disgust pretty early on. Couldn't even finish it.
What's
I bet
its
she's
vibes?
Still single.
What's its vibes then, Olivia? Do you remember?
What do you know its vibes is? It gets to a point where you have a lot of bad relationships and you're unlucky in love and you start to doubt yourself like anything in life. And basically that book was just like, no, you're awesome. It was like a massive positive rant as to why you're amazing. So it's all about being a bitch. I love how I remember.
But what's a pep talk got to do with being a bitch?
It's like, you're a high value woman. You don't need to part with shit. And you're reading, you're like, yeah, I don't need to part with shit. I'm a high value woman. And you read that over and over and enough and then you don't part with shit.
You start to believe it.
Yeah, and then you're not dating assholes anymore. So,
so it
I
works,
wouldn't say that book turned my life around. I mean, I'm giving it probably too much credit, but I do remember really enjoying
it. You're not dating assholes anymore. I mean, you married one, but...
I remember reading it and I was dating someone else, obviously, not my husband, and he came back to me for our first night together.
Oh, cool. Shenanigans.
Sexy times.
By the bed on the floor, and I remember being very embarrassed. Going,
what did you do? Did you get it moving?
Did you,
I just got my tits out to distract him instead. It's like, here's some tits! Oh, tits, don't look at the book.
Did you flick through it while he was asleep?
I'm a woman of high worth.
Why don't you write the sequel to that book called Why Men Love Tits?
Why Men Love Tits.
If
tits,
you're
tits, tits.
Taking a man home and there's something on the floor you don't want him to see.
Get your tits out. Don't get your tits out too
Lots
early.
Of people agreed.
Can we hear some blurb, please, from the book?
Yeah.
Go on, and what's some content, Sam?
Some brilliant 5-star reviews.
Oh, yeah, go on.
This book saved my relationships, 5 stars. This is and should be regarded as the Bible of how a woman should be should behave with her man. Mm-hmm. I'm still seeing results from day one of applying it. Very practical.
Sounds like
advice.
A cream.
I'll go back and read
and
it.
Aha moments. Someone else says, simply excellent. All young women over 15 should read it. I don't know why 15.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
And then reread every year to refresh.
15, right. So if you've got a daughter that's 15, be like, read this and get out there now. It's
go on, you're 15, go and be a bitch. 15. Have a lovely day. Take the world.
Be a woman of high value.
The world is your oyster, you bitch.
Are you single, Samantha?
Yes, I am. I'm getting
divorced.
Is this
something that you'd read?
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Are you into all
you
this?
Said it you changed your life, so I think
well,
that's quite
I
high praise.
I might have been exaggerating. I think around that time I read a lot of those books. I started having therapy around that time. So
oh,
I think
really?
That's a big period of change. I mean, as you go on, you might see
we'll
that
find
there
that out.
A few more books
I think we'll
in that
dig
vein.
Deep into that. Well, you're not the first to have self-help books on this show, and I would say
no,
there's
really?
No shame. I've got loads.
Yeah.
I've bought loads of self-help books.
To be honest, I think I am a bitch, so some men already love me. But the blurb
yeah.
is,
bit, yeah.
the blurb is, do you feel like you are too nice? Sherry Argov's Why Men Love Bitches delivers a unique perspective as to why men are attracted to strong women who stand up for themselves. With saucy detail on every page, this no-nonsense guide reveals why a strong woman is much more desirable than a yes woman who routinely sacrifices herself. The author provides compelling answers to the tough questions women ask. Why are men so romantic in the beginning and why do they change? Why do
oh,
men...
I can answer these. I can answer these for
Go
you
on,
if you
answer,
like.
Answer.
Yeah, great.
Well, because we're romantic in the beginning because we want to have sex and then we've had sex
yeah,
we don't really...
yeah, I know.
Sorry, that's the truth. Yeah, go on, what's
Simple.
Next? Other questions, yeah.
Why do men take nice girls for granted?
Because we want to have sex with nice girls and then move on to other girls. That's why.
That's
I don't do it personally.
Thing.
Not something
that's
I do.
Not to bring your relationship up, but I'm going to bring your relationship into this.
Well, this isn't your relationship
you telling me
podcast.
On my podcast that when you met Beth, she was a bit aloof at first.
Oh, I...
And it didn't make it easy for you. And that worked. And I do think there's something to be said for not giving your heart so quickly, holding a bit back.
8 dates to get a kiss.
See, there you go. And
eight
it worked.
8 dates. And I was obsessed with her.
Was this in the 1950s?
That's when we started. It feels like it. She does look like she's just walked out of a war movie, to be honest.
She's
stepped through a time-travelling sort of portal. Hello there. I've just come from the front line. I have news from Bletchley.
I love that she kept you hanging on.
All right, let's move on to 2011 and stop talking about my marriage. By the way, some of the best things that we deal with on the podcast today, we will do a link on our Twitter account, at Post.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, at ToasterPod. And you can go and look at the products there.
Yeah, because we had Yasmin Akram on, mm-hmm. and she was talking about a vibrator that she bought, and then I bought it afterwards. Oh. So I just want other people to have that experience.
Was it worth the...
Was it 7p?
Yeah.
No, it was £25. It's the best £25 I've ever spent.
Really? Well, I will sell my books for 7p if anyone wants to purchase them.
The tip heats up.
That's what I'm saying.
The tip heats up.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it does.
That's amazing. Like a microwave or something. That's just...
Yeah, I mean, hopefully there's not microwave radiation.
What else does it do?
In my vagina. Vibrates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sort of does what it says on the tin. Yeah. Not that they come in a tin, these things.
But also, no batteries.
What?
So you just... It's I should be sponsored by
USB,
these vibrators.
Is it USB?
You plug a little thing into it.
Please tell me it's a USB and you sit there with your laptop
not.
With
it's,
a massive great dildo hanging off the side of it.
Actually, I think it might have a USB connector.
Making
it
love
might,
to technology.
I think it does.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. All right.
2011,
October 2011, 2 of Bourgie-style medium Perspex lamps sold by Daisy West. Hello to you, Daisy West. Lovely lamp you've got there.
Oh, yeah.
Explain
this is when
on.
I renovated my flat, so there'll be a lot of household purchases around that time.
Okay, fine.
I got myself an interior designer.
Yeah.
And now with hindsight, it all looked a bit... footballery.
Right.
But because she was an interior designer, I thought, well, she knows best. And it ended up looking like Peter Stringfellow's.
These are,
place.
Yeah, these
and
are
even,
see-through Perspex lamps.
Yeah, it gets worse to the point that
really?
When I met Dan and he first came to my flat, he said, this looks like a strip club. There's velvet everywhere and massive mirrors. And
you can no longer buy the lamps on Amazon.
Oh,
just
what?
To give you an idea
oh,
of
really?
Their
selling
popularity.
Them anymore.
Because Dan has taken them down. All right, so you got the lamps. So did Dan, the now husband, saw those lamps and it was part of what attracted him to you?
What? He came round to the flat and it looked like a boudoir.
Sure.
He said, dance for me.
He said, are those Perspex lamps over there?
Yeah.
Whoa, lovely pair.
You're lighting up. Yeah.
Lovely pair of bitches. Hang on. What?
Light them up, love.
All right, so 2012, again, we go dark. What's going on here?
The Olympics.
Olympics, always a dark year for Amazon.
That's when I met Dan. So I was too busy shagging.
And then in 2013, this has definitely become a thing. In fact, we're going to need a special theme for this when it happens on this podcast. People buying their own produce time.
Bye.
She has bought her own goods. Yeah. She's bought serious 5 copies of Dirty, Sexy, Funny, the Olivia Lee DVD. What a brilliant show.
What month did I buy that in?
November 2013.
It's Christmas presents.
What a lovely Christmas present that is, you narcissistic maniac.
Did you sign them?
I know, I really did that.
Did you really buy them?
You know what it was? I've got family in America who hadn't seen the show, and we had a Christmas together, so I was just like, yeah, there you go.
This was Dom Jolly's excuse as well.
Family in Canada. Family abroad. Sure.
Oh, had he bought a lot of his own stuff?
He bought a lot of his own products.
But you know, often when I made that and the DVD was released, the production company sent me one copy.
Yeah, it's rubbish. I've had it swinging as well.
And I lost it. And then you go, bloody hell, well, I better buy loads because at some point I won't be able to. And this is something I'm quite proud of.
They know what they're doing because they want you to buy them. They want, you know, they know that the people closest to the production are actually probably going to put their things in the top 5.
They're probably the only people that are going to buy
them.
Let's
be honest.
Lucky I've got a big family.
Listen, Olivia, this was a great show. Was this the Hidden Camera show?
This is the Hidden Camera show, yes.
I particularly like the episode with me in it.
You were in it, of course, Tom.
This is 2013 this came out. So, which feels like ages ago, but according to time, it's only 6 years ago. Can we see the reviews of Dirty, Sexy, Funny, please, Samantha?
One says, Tom Price is awful in that. No, I'm joking. It's for those who enjoy public humour. I don't know what
they mean pubic.
They mean...
They have written public, and that's the importance of spelling for you on Amazon. It is actually really funny, one of the best public... prank shows I've ever seen.
She's a genius.
And honestly, I cannot
stop watching it. You are amazing at doing this. You should be doing stuff like this again, like the hidden camera stuff. You're incredible at it.
I would love to, but there isn't much call for it at the moment. You know how certain shows are trendy and it doesn't seem to be the show du jour.
Mm. Was it off the back of Balls of Steel that you got this?
Right, yeah, and then I did a comedy lab for Channel 4, which was characters, because Balls of Steel was me.
Yeah.
And then Comedy Central picked it up.
Should we read the... only 1-star review, which is clearly from a man who doesn't like women on television.
Is it from a Mr. D. Skinner?
No. Ben Dunn.
Oh, and Ben.
That sounds like a comedy name. Yeah. Ben Dunover.
Come on, mate.
Olivia Lee isn't dirty, isn't sexy, and certainly isn't funny. You have to ask... He's gone on quite a monologue. You have to ask serious questions of the entertainment industry when someone like Olivia Lee is not only given her own unfunny segment in the otherwise excellent Balls of Steel, but is then given her own unfunny TV show. Oh. I really, really don't like giving products bad reviews.
Really?
Okay, click on his name. I bet you he's given loads of crap reviews. Ben Dunn. Why bother going out of your way to write that? It baffles me when people do that. Baffles me, it does.
I mean,
can you click through on his... Can you see his other reviews?
I'm quite hurt.
Most of his reviews are for computer games, which I think gives an insight into
everything
his...
we need to know. This is a man who needs a portable phone in his
Resident
life.
Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 6.
Yes!
Call of Duty.
Are they all one
Sonic
star
and
reviews?
All Stars? No, they're all good for the video games. Hitman HD Trilogy.
Right, so it seems, Olivia Lee, that Dirty, Sexy, Funny is not appreciated by lonely virgins. How do you feel about that?
Do you know, I actually... fine. I think I can live with that.
That's great.
I had a situation where I was in a cab, a black cab, and the guy was like... It was at night, and the cab driver was like, what do you do then, love? I said, oh, I work in comedy. He was like, oh, yeah, lots of women doing comedy at the moment. He went, I tell you, it's crap. I went, have you seen that show with that bird running around in a short skirt in the streets? Like, oh, I'm funny. Look at me being outrageous. I went, what do you mean, Olivia Lee? He went, yeah. Well, she's a load of shit, isn't she?
Are you joking?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He said, she thinks just by putting on a short skirt and running around and being outrageous, that's enough. And I thought, well, to be fair, he's got a point. There are a lot of short skirts in the show.
Wow. Did you go, ha ha, bye?
I thought it was hilarious.
It is funny.
I didn't
also, what does you wearing a skirt have to do with the rest of the show really or being funny?
She's got the legs.
Do you think people used to watch Only Fools and Horses and say, that Doughboy's funny? Yeah, because he's in a little suit, isn't he? Yeah.
I love his hat. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angelos and Barry podcast.
It's a family one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
All right, let's move on. Can we, shall we? 2014. I don't know about you, Samantha Baines, but when it's August, the thing that I most want in my life is some Higher Nature Gold Collagen Drink Powder.
Yeah.
Give me that sweet collagen goodness.
Wow. This is actually very popular now.
What the hell is it? I've never heard of drinking collagen. Yeah. I thought collagen was what you had implants or something.
So collagen is the main structural protein in the extracellular space in the various connective tissues in the body. As the main component of connective tissue, it is the most abundant protein in mammals, making 25 to 35% of the whole body protein content.
Right, so you've already got enough. Why are you drinking even more?
And actually, the theory behind it is that you piss most of it out anyway.
Yeah.
Really?
With a lot of this stuff, that it doesn't actually get absorbed.
Well, isn't that the case with vitamin? Most vitamins
I think it's the placebo effect, isn't it?
So if you really want to get a vitamin hit, drink piss, is what I'm saying.
It's giving you some extra. It is meant to be collagen. Drinks are very fashionable at the moment. It's meant to help
your skin. And I
was
ahead of the curve, clearly.
You were 2014.
Isn't it funny how we've gone through, like, okay, I want to make money. Yeah. I want to meet a guy. Yeah. And now I'm getting old.
I've been on telly loads.
Now I'm getting wrinkly.
Yeah.
Now
but this is...
The stress of having my own TV show gave me wrinkles. It was so stressful.
Fascinating about this podcast, because it becomes this incredible autobiography.
Isn't it? And 2015 takes it to the next step.
Well, 2015. Oh God, now, I would say the thing that Olivia Lee and I have in common is we both have
yes.
kids born on the same day.
Yes, we do.
The 19th of December 2015. As when we had Edmund.
Yes, Teddy.
You have the same name. So let's have a look. And what's also fascinating is... God. Oh, my God.
I bought so
You've
much
got
stuff.
Oh, my thing God. Again.
Again, we're going to need our... some sort of jingle for the sleepyhead, because the sleepyheads come up in...
I can't deal with this item. Literally everyone has it.
The sleepyhead deluxe cover.
You cannot parent without it. Are you kidding me? It's a game changer.
You really can't parent without it, because you can get a towel... curl it up and then just turn it into a sort of horseshoe.
We tried doing that and then we were like, let's just spend 70 quid and get the actual thing.
They're so expensive. But listen, the main thing to take from this is in 2015, up until this point, as you'll have been hearing, Olivia Lee's buying one or two objects a year. You're not a big Amazon hound
at all. Was not.
And then we get to 2015. This is what parenthood does to us. We relinquish all control of our wallets and suddenly there's multiple pages of crap.
Kids crap. It's muslins. Yeah, it's nappies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's everything kiddie related.
Cool bags. Lavender essential oil.
Oh, that was for my labour. The cool bag was for my placenta.
Oh, hang on. Can we... Wait.
You spent $9.99 on it.
My placenta went in that, and then I ate it.
Oh, you didn't eat your placenta.
It was freeze-dried, and I ate it in a capsule form. And I did not...
I don't know what's worth, fat or collagen.
No, I'll ingest anything for an easy life. Mm. And within reason.
Okay.
It worked.
Wow.
Again, could have been placebo.
Wow. Okay, so, we'll get on to the placenta, but yeah. I just want to, Sam, I want to go to February. We'll get around to the placenta. I want to get to February 2015. This is absolutely incredible. Olivia Lee, right? We know, with hindsight, they have a baby in December 2015. Mm-hmm. In February 2015, right? 13th of February, the day before Valentine's Day. What says romance more than a clear blue advanced fertility monitor kit? Valentine's Day tomorrow, darling.
Hello.
I love you, but only if I'm ovulating.
I bought that after having Teddy.
No, before. No. February 2015. Because this is pretty much when you were probably conceiving him almost.
Do you know, I was pregnant.
Paul, if Teddy listens to this in 20 years' time, I'm very sorry we're talking.
Well, you do the maths, right? If I bought that in February and he was born in December.
I know.
It was probably that shag. We literally had two shags and I was pregnant. I didn't even use that machine.
Two shots, life
ruined.
I've
given that to three friends since and they've all given it back to me.
Well, the same machine?
Fertility monitor.
The same machine, yeah.
£65.
I love that I bought it before Valentine's Day.
I love that you bought it on the 13th of February.
Because making a baby sex is so unromantic. It's the most unromantic sex you can imagine.
It's like you in your own nature documentary. You can just imagine Attenborough going, and here, the tired man approaching. The tense lady, as they begin to shuffle towards bedtime.
And she puts her hips in the air and lies with her legs there
she
for
shouts
about
at him.
25 minutes.
He's left the building. He's gone back to the pub.
I just do the sex for pleasure.
This is very boring for you, isn't it?
I know, it's a thing.
It is, I'm learning it? So much.
You are,
about
you?
Babies. Mm. And
you don't need that fertility monitor, is the point. Is so that you, well, I assume that I would do, because I wasn't a spring chicken when we decided to start a family. So I just bought everything.
So, and we, yeah, well, clearly.
You know,
we now spend 2015 up the duff, up Duffwards, and all sorts of things have been got. Moses baskets. Yes. And we've got a carbon monoxide detector.
Yes,
you can just you can taste the anxiety. Suddenly death is everywhere. This is brilliant. Pregnancy for Men, The Whole 9 Months by Mark Woods.
Do you think he read it?
What? I don't, I'd be surprised. Fuck? I'd be surprised if Mark Woods read this book.
I know.
Let alone your Dan Skinner. I mean, tell us about this book. Did you read it?
No, I bought it for Dan. He didn't read it.
Right, okay. So this was in September.
The end. Yeah.
Maybe you could go into the review section of Pregnancy for Men saying, I bought this for my husband, Ben Dunn. But
he was too busy playing Call of Duty.
He was on Sonic the whole time.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, great.
How many stars? One?
One star.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's not fair, because Mark Woods has written a very good book.
Are you writing a
three?
Oh,
no, let's give him nice reviews. Five stars.
Yeah.
Add a headline. Ben Dunn.
The headline is Ben Dunn.
Yeah.
Say
Ben, D-U-N-N-E.
Great. Ben Dunn.
What's the review?
I got done by Ben Dunn.
He done me.
Yeah, good and proper.
I got done by Ben Dunn, so you could say I've been done.
Yeah, good. So I've been done.
Should I be slightly worried this is coming from
your name?
Me?
We can change your name.
We can change your name.
I think we should.
Change your name to...
I got done by Ben Dunn, so you could say I've been done.
Bought him this book. And he didn't get to the end.
Because I left him, because he gave Olivia Lee one star.
Yeah, because he left me for Sonic.
Didn't get to the end because he left me...
For Olivia Lee.
Yeah, nice.
Because
he only
gave her one star and she loves a man that doesn't value her.
Yeah.
Even though she read...
I'm going to be linking all
Women
the
Love
products
bitches,
together.
It didn't
all
work.
In this book, he didn't get to the end because he left me for Olivia Lee.
Olivia Lee. star of Dirty, Sexy, Funny.
Even though he only gave her
favorite
one star.
His favourite ever
star
TV show.
Star of Five Star.
Star of...
Five stars TV show.
Dirty, Sexy, Funny.
Dirty.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen. He's ever seen.
Funny. I got done by Ben Dunn, so you could say I've been done. Bought him this book and he didn't get to the end because he left me for Olivia Lee, star of five-star TV show, Dirty, Sexy, Funny.
Yeah, great. The end.
Yeah.
That's great. It's
Love
funny.
It. And
what do you want your name to be?
Let's go for Mrs. Ben
Dunn. Yeah?
As in...
You have
as in,
Mrs.
Yeah. Mrs. Ben Dunn.
Okay, Love five it. Stars. Love it. Submitted.
There we go.
Good. All right, there we are. Pregnancy for Men, The Whole 9 Months. We'll be putting a link to that on our at ToasterPod Twitter account.
Fabulous.
And what's incredible, right, is that you've got this baby. Teddy comes along in 2015. In 2015, you buy 38 things on Amazon over the whole year. In 2016...
I'm surprised it's not more.
In 2016, the first full year of having a baby, you buy 137 objects.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me. And they're all kiddie related.
Carpet washer, Arabica coffee scrub. Epsom salts.
A little Santa elf costume for your baby.
Yay. I am one first birthday party, bunting, banner, boy, baby shower. Come on, I am one. Silly though, because you can't reuse that.
Why?
Well, because when he's two, you can't use it, because he's going to be two, not one anymore. I mean, you could reuse it for the second kid.
You can't have
one again.
It's all right, I'm sure.
You also bought Lean In 15, the shape plan, 15-minute meals.
Oh, I love that book.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Well, when you have kids, suddenly that cooking that you used to do and taking time in the kitchen, I haven't got time for that. I need to know how to make nice, nutritious food really quickly. And that book, although not very few recipes actually take 15 minutes, it's more like half an hour.
Oh, it's always balls when they say
it's
15
like,
minutes.
It's never 15 minutes, but still really quick recipes. I like his stuff.
Okay, what we're going to do now,
Joe Wicks.
We are going to crash on through, because I feel like the story of Olivia Lee up to a point has definitely been told, right?
It's
not definitely not done, clearly, but let's come into the last 6 months now on your Amazon account.
But this really is like a life story, isn't it?
It's amazing. So then what we've got going on 20th of December 2018, obviously... Getting some incredibly important presents. Transformers, the Last Night Premier Edition Deluxe Autobot Drift.
Oh, that was my nephew's Christmas present.
Well
yeah.
done, very good. Then we've got, oh, the Elena Ferrante novels, the Neapolitan.
Oh, love. Have you read them?
No, I've read the first one, actually. It's good.
TV show's as good.
Okay, good. All right, so then we are in 2019 now, and we are rattling towards present day.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. But you've very much discovered the joy of buying videos on Amazon. So we've got the favourite.
Watching Olivia Coleman.
Are we at the point now where you're buying things to impress me on this podcast?
No.
Because that is quite impressive.
Actually, nothing on there is impressive.
25th of April, we've got another carbon monoxide alarm. Olivia. How many have you got?
Do you know what it is? Teddy sleeps in a room where the boiler is, and they run out so quickly, these carbon monoxide alarms, and I will not run out, but after a year I think, oh, I just want to replace it.
You replace
and
it every year?
Can't yeah. you replace a bit of it rather than the whole thing?
Well, no, they're not that expensive. I just think get a new one. So he's got two in his room, and then there's one outside, and then there's another one in the
oh,
room. No,
wow.
like I am obsessed.
Oh my god. You've got four
and with smoke
carbon
alarms because the setup of our house is that my son's room is downstairs by the kitchen yeah. and we're upstairs.
Right.
So I just He God. Is well protected from any kind of
from carbon
smokes,
monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
Honestly, think with the gases my body gives out of an evening, four carbon monoxide alarms. They go
Five.
Off. Five would I'd trigger them. I'd definitely trigger them.
Two in his room, two outside, one at five.
All right, okay. Let's go then to the latest, the last few things. Let's find out where Olivia Lee is going in her life right now. Here's a good one, right? Delivered on May 2019, Oral-B Glide Pro Health Floss Picks Clinical Protection. Lovely to see that you're flossing, Olivia. You have got great teeth. So good that they were once in an advert, I do believe.
Oh, you have a very good memory. Oh. They were for Dan, actually.
Oh, good.
He's got a hole in his tooth. And he said, can you buy me something for my teeth? So Dan, he sits every night now since I bought them. We will watch TV together and he's flossing. And you know that sound it makes?
Oh,
and he's become rather addicted to these right. little, they're the, where the bit of floss is and the bit of plastic and it just goes, yeah.
That's incredible.
That I've just shared that. I know.
No, well, incredible. You've shared it. Just that.
But this is what relationships come to. Isn't
one minute
it?
He's admiring your Perspex lamps. The next minute he's picking his teeth every night.
Yeah.
Next to you on the sofa. It's just amazing. It's amazing. Olivia Lee, I have always loved you, and I will always continue to love you. Thank you so much for doing this, and
thank you for having me on.
Brilliant insight into your life. I've loved it.
I feel like I love you too. It's all gotten very Oprah, hasn't it?
It's what happens.
I liked it.
That is the end of another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to see some of the best bits that Olivia bought, we will be tweeting those out from our Twitter account, which is @ToasterPod. And if you enjoyed this, then please rate and review and all that stuff.
I love that you've got a Twitter account.
At ToasterPod. Yeah, it's pretty professional. It's a big deal. We've got, I think we knew, we've got about 62 followers now.
Woo-hoo.
I know.
Oh, give us a follow. Give you a shout out.
What are you on Twitter?
Olivia Lee 7. There's always a number there.
So many of
I needed to be a bit more creative, I think.
Thanks for coming. Goodbye.
Bye. Now, before we go, can you just log out my account, please?
Yeah!
Worries, I'm suddenly going to see loads of purchases.
Sure.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, I'm John Holmes, and yes, the last thing you need is another podcast that takes apart a television show and hacks through it like a cough going through a pensioner. Except wait, because this is the One Show in which myself and my guests force ourselves to watch a week's worth of TV's The One Show and then analyse it all in far too much detail. It sounds like a terrible idea, and it is for us. But for you, it's entertainment gold that's all over a programme you yourself have no intention of ever watching. The One Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.